All right. Good evening, friends and family. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Night Live call, where we'll be on the phone line as well as Facebook Live. So I just want to share with everyone, if you're going to join us on Facebook, go ahead and do so. We'll be on the Tellius M. Carr page, getting ready just to share in whatever it is that God has for us, because we're ready for the questions that you may have and that you're going to want to share tonight. So go ahead, jot them down if you haven't already. And all you have to do is raise your hand if you're on the phone, *5, or go ahead and type that question in into Facebook. So we're here, we're ready, and we're excited about the topic that we've been focusing on, which is New Year, Same God. New Year, Same God. So before we get started, it's just so important for us to remember that no matter which call it is, if you missed the call, if there's a call that, you know what, I need to hear that again and reflect on it, it is always available on SundayMorningBreakfast.org. So please definitely go out to the website, check out the call, and just show some love, because each and every week these messages are studied, they're prepared for, and they're for us to hear, they're for us to share, and they're also for us to take with us as we operate in our day-to-day. So as we are in this new year, let us take what is given to us and please share with others. Let's do it through our actions each day, every day. So I'm excited that you are all here and are settled in, ready to go forward on this message of New Year, Same God. So let's get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
All righty. Well, y'all, we've been talking this whole week, and we're about to put the ribbon on top of this present. We're talking about New Year, Same God. So I hope that everybody's ready to receive of this. I know they have some things going on, a national championship game going on, that Roll Tide. Y'all know what time it is, right? All right. But that being said, do you mind opening this up with prayer, please?
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this light and another day to just be in you, Heavenly Father. As we are receiving of this gift of your word, may we also feast on it, Heavenly Father. May it and know that it is good food, great food, and that for us to share. So as we go forward on this call, let us do so with open hearts and open minds, so that as we leave this call, we're prepared to continue to share all that you have given to us. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So with that being said, y'all, we've been talking about a new year, same God. Same God that we've been serving. We're about to get on Facebook Live in a minute. This is Mr. DJ there, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So what you got for us this week? What you want to bring to the table? What you got?
I look at the topic where it says New Year, Same God. I sort of reflect on this and look at it like the Bible. You know how the Bible is divided into several chapters, and those chapters have different names. You can start from Genesis and go all the way through Revelation, but there's one thing that's never changing. That's the same God. When you deal with that Bible, there are certain times and periods of eternity, but it's still the same God. And you have to relate that to our lives. Our lives, instead of the chapters being names, the chapters are numbers, which is synopsis to which year it is. You know, for those of us that was born in the 60s and 70s and 80s, even in some people on the phone born in the 90s, as you continue on, each year represents a different chapter. But one thing you have to realize and notice, it's still the same God. I mean, you may go through different things in life. When you're a baby, you don't have a baby. You have to grow up. And then as you grow older, if you're having kids, that'll come. Just like there's a time to be born, there's also a time to die. And in between those two times, is very important. It's called life. That dash is the most important thing that you have. When you're born, there are two important dates. That's when you're born and when you pass on. But that dash, it's real small, but guess what? It represents something major. That's your life. Imagine if they could write everything about you that you did in your life. Is that going to be a long sentence, paragraph, chapter, or is it going to be something short? But that's why that's very, very important, is that little dash right there. And even with that dash, again, the main thing is God is always the same. He's the same God when his own son was on the cross. A lot of people get mad at God. Where was God here? Where was God? He's the same God. He ain't changed. He never changed. You hold on to his hand, and I guarantee you everything will be all right.
All right, man. All right, I like that. So, y'all, look, what we're about to do is we're about to get rocking and rolling on Facebook. All right? Let me go ahead and log on right quick so y'all can get on there.
Yes,
let me know if y'all see. Can y'all see me out there? Uh-oh.
Not yet, sir.
Okay, I'm on now.
All right. Let's get it.
Y'all see me yet?
Refreshing.
You're refreshing.
All right. That face looks familiar. That face right there looks familiar. Let's see.
How you doing, Ms. Courtney? Okay, how are you, Ms. Tiana?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Life, honest. Okay. Ms. Latanya, how are you? All right. Y'all, so we're talking about New Year, same God. All right? New Year, same God. How you doing, Ms. Katina and Ms. Chantel? How you doing, Ms. Denise?
How you doing,
Ms. Tara? Okay. So, y'all, we're about to get rocking and rolling. Now, if y'all haven't yet, okay, and make sure now, I'm sorry, make sure tonight, *5, if you have any questions, okay, we're going to get to those questions, *5, at any point in time, all right, we're going to get to that. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you go on my Facebook page, how you doing, Ms. Crystal, and make sure y'all go like and comment on the post, the previous post, which was, the 7th of January, okay, and the post reads, love is not a bunch of words, love is a bunch of actions. Y'all know that?
Right.
That's the thing about love. Love is not a bunch of words. Love is a bunch of actions. Don't so much matter what you say. It matters what you do. Love is a bunch of actions. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Right. So New Year, Mr. DJ, same God. Let's get to it, okay? One of the first questions that we have, what you have?
All right. First question this evening is, I want to do better in all areas of my life, whether it's finances, health, relationships. I have been seeking this for some time now. What are some steps that I can take to make sure this happens in the new year?
All right, Mr. DJ. I want to do better in all areas of my life, my health, my relationships. I have been seeking this for some time now. What are some of the steps that I can take to make sure this happens in the new year? What you got?
First of all, make sure you're doing things in accordance to God, in accordance to the Word. Secondly, do a self-check. If you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to keep getting the same results you've been getting. You have to do something different. You can't just, you know, keep asking. It's time to work. And if you're doing the same thing and not acting on it, then you're going to keep getting the same results. You got to exercise your faith. You're not going to move anywhere until you exercise your faith. That's how you measure your progress.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Jamara? Hey, Ms. Who is that? Ms. Montgomery, how are you? Okay. So, y'all, here's the question again. I want to do better in all areas of my life, my finance, my health, my relationship. I have been seeking this for some time now. What are some steps I can take to make sure this happens in the new year? How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Well, I think step number one would be that we get closer to God to ensure that this happens. We want to get better in all areas of our life. We got to give our life back to the one who created it.
Amen.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Reva? Because it's a new year, but it's the same God. Okay? So how you doing, Ms. Lynn? We got to give it back to God. If we want to get better, better doesn't require that we use our hands or our insight. Better requires that we use what God gave us. And remember, he said, greater is he who's on the inside than he that's in the world. In other words, we are in the world, but something is on the inside of us. This is why he said, be in the world, but not of the world. Did y'all catch that? Catch it now. We're in the world, but not of the world. But he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He's not just talking about the enemy. He's also talking about us. So it's a new year, but it's the same God. All right?
Yeah, that's right.
How you doing, Ms. Chrissy and Ms. Monique and who else we got out there? Ms. Demetri, how you doing? All right? So that's how we're going to do it. When we want to get better at things, the very thing that you want to get better at, give it back to God. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I was just about to say, you know, if you are a Cadillac man and you keep on taking your Cadillac to Joe Blow and this shade tree mechanic and even trying to do it yourself by going to AutoZone, I mean, all of that is fine. But if you have an opportunity to take it to the dealer, you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to sacrifice if you want it done right. And if we are of Christ, that's who we came from.
That's
the
right.
dealer.
That's
so
right.
If you keep trying to let other folk, you know, guide you and counsel you and point you in this direction and that direction, then, of course, you're going to be subject to breaking down and some things that are wrong. So sometimes you need to check in exactly with the dealer, which is God. You need to check in with him.
Okay. New year, same God. How you doing, Ms. Christine, Ms. Sharita, and Ms. Brenda? Ms. LaTanya says she would first consult with God, two, do a vision board, three, make a checklist, and then, hold on, Ms. LaTanya. Hold on. I wanted to see, that's our button. She said one, consult with God, two, vision board, two, make a checklist, three. Okay. One, consult with God, two, vision board, three, make a checklist, and then four, finish what you started. Ain't that something? That's all right, y'all. Let's ting. She can be all right, though. All right? New Year's God. How you doing, Miss Shire? All right, here's the next email question. Y'all listen up. Now listen up good now. The question says, what are resolutions and would God ever set any? All right. Let me say that again. What are resolutions and would God ever set any resolutions? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Resolutions are when you declare something. You didn't say what a New Year's resolution. There's a difference. Okay? God has made several declarations, but keep in mind, he knows all. He created it.
Right.
So technically, I couldn't even call it a resolution.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So what are resolutions, people? A resolution, all that is your intent, your aim, your plan. Your resolve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a resolution is. What are your plans? So is it good to have resolutions? Of course. Should they have to be by the year? Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You understand? Now, you can give yourself a year, but the calendar year, January doesn't have to make it the year. You can start your year in March. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay.
Amen.
What you say, Ms. Jennifer? Resolutions for me are man-made, not God-made. It's okay to have a plan because all a resolution is your decision, your intent, your aim, your plan. That's it. Okay? Remember the Bible says, write your, make your visions plain and clear. How you doing, Ms. Melissa and Ms. Lisa? So those are resolutions. Would God ever have any resolution? Of course God has a resolution. Guess what God's resolution is? His promise. Remember,
exactly.
I know the plans that I have for you.
Remember,
amen.
I know the plan that I have for you. In other words, I know the resolution. I know the resolve. I know the decision. I know the aim. It's on you to catch up to me, not the other way around.
That's right.
Remember, it's a resolution. God don't have New Year resolutions. He has a resolution. He has a resolve for your
right.
life. He has a plan for your life. He has an aim. Huh? He has an aim. What he wants you to remember, he said, hit the mark. He don't want you to miss the mark. That means God has an aim for your life. So he has a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That means any problem
yep.
that you have, God has an answer. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Amen.
All right, now. So what are resolutions? Those are plans. Those are aims. It's good to have resolutions. Okay, it don't have to be crippled by the word new year, but it's good to have a resolution. You have to have resolve. You have to make up your mind. Remember the Bible said, choose ye this day. In other words, decide who you're going to serve. In other words, what's your resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It's real, huh? Love that.
It
love
is.
That. How you doing, Miss Nancy, Miss Natty? I want to get to everybody before people get mad at me. Miss Rochelle, how are you? Okay, Miss Crystal, how are you doing? Duane, what's going on, my man? Miss, who is that? Miss Andrea Johnson, how are you? Miss Andrea Angelique Johnson, my bad. Double A, how are you doing? All right, so here's our next email question. Miss Tiana, what you got?
Question is, what's the difference between a new year and a new day?
All right, now. The question is, what is the difference between a new year and a new day? Mr. DJ, you go ahead and tackle that one.
I'm going to go technical. It's 365 days in 1 year.
Hold on, Mr. DJ. I promise you, Ms. Seattle, what did I say? They would think I'm lying, Mr. DJ. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't have a year within a day, but you can have 365 days within 1 year. I mean, when you look at them, the only difference is the period of time upon which you are measuring. But there are only 24 hours in a day. You got at least over 30,000 hours in a year.
Come on, he came up with that number. I don't know how. Mr. Bree, didn't I tell you? How you doing, Ms. Dominique and Ms. Lakeisha and Ms. Who is that? Ms. McNair, how are you? Okay, so what's the question is, we're talking about a new year, new year, same God. What's the difference between a new year and a new day? Here's the thing. If you build on your days, you don't have to worry about the new year.
Come on.
Amen.
If you build on your day, you don't have to worry about the new year. Because I'm so focused on the day. The Bible says by the renewing of the mind on a daily basis, right? He never said on a yearly
right.
basis. So if
that's
I take
right.
that day, the year is going to take care of itself.
Come on.
You know how when you're in love with somebody, come on, man. When you're in love, watch this. When you're in love with somebody, you know how time flies by?
Yes,
but when
indeed.
You're not in love, you know how it's like, Lord Jesus. Why did you send this? Right? What's the difference between, what's the difference between a new year and a new day? Is that a new day is driven by God. A new year is driven by people who tend to be lazy. And they wait for a calendar year to say, I'm going to get it right. I just wait for 24 hours and say, today is my day. Because he said, watch this, joy cometh in the morning. So I don't wait for a new year. Say, decide it's a new me. I'll wait for the new day. You may have tricked me last night, Satan, but it's on in the morning.
Come on.
All right. I'm trying to help somebody out.
mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Miss Crystal? It takes a new year, 365, to change. A new day comes whenever you make whenever you're ready to change. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, time.
All right.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes, indeed.
And Mr. Carr, just to piggyback on what you're saying, even in reference to time, if you're offered two packages, I'm going to pay you a year's work for doing it in a day, or I'm going to pay you a day's work for doing it in a year. You tell me which one you're going to deal with. It's just
all
time
right.
with respect to time, and you got to
right.
respect the time.
You got to respect the time. How you doing, Miss Amy? All right? So that's the difference between a new year and a new day. Man, we looking for them new days because our days, in other words, you know, a lot of times Satan wants us to look at the small things and miss the big things. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think the day is more important than the year because tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
But today
that's right.
Is.
Come on.
So we got today. Take care of what you do today. Mm-hmm. Don't put out for tomorrow what you can do when? Today.
Today?
Today.
All right,
amen.
Now. All right, see, don't wait for 2019. 2019 should have been waiting on you because you are the power that gives 2019 life. 2019 don't give you life. See, in other words, newness comes by way of you, not by the 2019 thing.
Okay. Come on.
Amen.
All right. I hope y'all up there. I mean, I hope y'all, hey, anybody on the phone line, press star 5. All right? Press star 5 if you have anything you want to add. New year.
We have one.
Thank God. New mercies. I see you, Ms. Dominique. What you got, Ms. Tiana?
We got a question on the phone line.
All right, what we got?
Good evening, Paula.
Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I do have a question. And my question is, okay, I started a new job this year and have already encountered several issues that have me wanting to quit. How do I know if I should stay and trust God through these trials as His Word tells me to, or if I should begin seeking other employment?
What's your paycheck looking like? I'm just messing. Because if, look, if it's Seattle, if you're making under 10, 15 hours, you can go ahead and go somewhere else. I'm just messing up. Repeat that question so everybody can hear. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you start on it.
Okay.
I started a new job this year and have already encountered several issues that have me wanting to quit. How do I know if I should stay and trust God through these trials as His Word tells me to, or if I should begin seeking other employment?
What first thing you need to do is list your issues. You need to listen to God. And how do you do that? Are these issues or issues that you can have on any job? Are these issues that you're willing to tolerate? Are they temporary issues? If it's man-made issues, then you need to stay put. If it's something that's in your way beyond your control, then you need to roll out. And yes, as a person, I wouldn't be me if I didn't tell you, don't quit no job unless you got another one. That's what you do. While you still employed, you still hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you look for you another job. But I'm here to tell you, a job.
Hold on. That's my brother in Christ. Hold on. New Year, same God. Let me challenge that. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Ms. Andrea? You don't necessarily keep, you know, I know people say don't quit a job until you have another one. That's not faith. You see, people take that same mentality when it comes to relationships. And this is why people end up getting hurt. Because, watch this now. Watch this. Because faith says, if God says stop it, because Peter didn't see the rationale behind God saying, come be a fisher of men. Peter was a great fisherman. He can fish and catch fish galore. But God said, stop that one and do this one. He didn't have it. He couldn't see it. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times people get into relationships, and what they do is, I won't get out of this one until something else come along. And now you're going to hurt two people, actually three, including yourself, in the long run. You got to be careful. Because when God said move, God does not need your permission. Because if you don't quit when He say quit, trust me, He'll end it. Oh, trust me.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, He will.
That's right.
How you doing, Miss Arlene? We love you. We miss you. She in a relationship now. She all, look, she glowing, y'all. Miss Arlene. That's my girl, love. Oh, there again, that relationship stuff I told you, y'all go to the post beneath. It says love is not a bunch of words. Love is a bunch of action. Make sure y'all share that. So somebody needs to hear that. All right? Y'all got it? How you doing, Miss Portia?
Yes, sir.
All right? So, Mr. DJ, I agree with you, but to the extent of, you know, I start a new job and I'm ready to quit, should I stay and trust God or look for something else?
Right.
Follow God. That's all I can tell you. Follow God. Because here's the thing. When you work for God, it's not going to be about, you know, how many commas, how many zeros, how much money you make. It's going to be about
what
your purpose is, not what your preference is.
That's
All right? A lot of times people overstay their welcome even on a job. And you become more of a hindrance to the job and to yourself than a help.
That's real.
Right?
Amen.
Remember, it's a new year, same God. Okay? So listen to God. Let me say this. Can y'all mind if I say this? Cool. I'm glad. All right? How you doing, Ms. Sharon? Stop just hearing God. Babies can hear. Okay? I love you too, Ms. Lisa. Ms. Lisa done pressed love, 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 love. Babies can hear. Y'all know that? See, hearing is not the problem.
Yes.
We got to start listening to God. See, when you listen to God, that means you heard what he said and you actually do it by action. How you know? See, listening is something that is learned. Hearing is something that comes now. People can hear you and not do anything that you said. That means they ain't listening.
Amen.
The Bible says, do not be merely hearers, but doers. He's saying, don't just hear me, listen to me, do it.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
If you do not do what God says, you are not listening to him. When you listen to something, that means I heard it and I fulfill the rest of what it said.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all following me?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Elder? Okay. So let's get to the business. I got another. Anybody saw five out there? Mr. Bree, y'all over there quiet on his phone now. We getting to the business tonight, okay? New Year, same God. Here's the next question. I got a question for everybody. The question says, even relationships, Mr. DJ, just check it out. Even relationships need a little spice every now and then, all right? So even relationships need a little spice every now and then. So if it stays the same, how can the relationship grow stronger? All right? How can it grow stronger if it stays the same? In other words, New Year, same God. If we are to grow in a deeper relationship with God, why would he remain the same? How you doing, Ms. Thomas?
Say that last part again.
Okay. Even relationships need a little spice every now and then. So if it stays the same, how can the relationship grow stronger? In other words, New Year, same God. If we are to grow in a deeper relationship with God, how would he remain the same?
Well, I guess I'm a little different, Mr. Cox. Call me the fierce or short bus or whatever, but I'm a little different. If my relationship with God, it is what it is. I mean, it's sort of like certain dishes from Louisiana. I don't need to add nothing else to it. If it's good, it's good. I might try different sides, but I want that all the time. That's me.
All right.
I mean, if it ain't broke, then I don't fix it.
All right.
So, you know, everybody don't need, you know, spice, like you said, time to time, but I would like, if you got a good recipe, i.e. from Christ, then that's what I roll with. That's what I want. You know, but as to your point, the ultimate spice, you know, God is like that Tony Chachere. It go with anything. You know, it just, you know, you, as long as you got that, as long as you got God in it, sure, hey, that's all you need right there.
All right.
You said refresh it every now and then. Uh-huh.
Ms. Crystal said, regarding the last question, she said, if the job compromises your integrity spiritually or spirituality or disrupts your peace, then you may consider looking. But pray on the situation before moving. Sometimes the devil will mask your blessings with plenty of things. If you push through those things, your blessing is on the other side. All right now. All stepping stones. I like that. How you doing, Miss Kimberly? Miss Latoya, how you doing? All right. So that's what's up. So the question was, you know, New Year, same God. If we are to grow in a deeper relationship with God, why would he remain the same? This is why God remains the same. Because although we're growing, he never changes. He doesn't have to change. He's already perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Why does he have to change? In other words, we get more revelation of God. So it looks like he's changing, or it looks like, you know, he's growing in our life. God doesn't grow in our life. We grow in his.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, somebody thought I messed that up. No. God don't grow in our life. We grow in his. Remember, this life that we have is not our own. New Year's, same God. In other words, see, the more, they remember the Bible says, if you remove the plank from your own eye, then you can clearly see. It's not that God is not all full grown in our life. It's just that we can't see.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So God remains the same because the Bible said he's the same yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's the same today. Yeah. And he's the same before. He's the same. So if you're bored with God right now, how are you going to do it in heaven?
Come on.
How you doing, Miss Katina? Happy New Year. Ain't that something? If you're bored with God right now, how are you going to do it in heaven? Because God ain't about to, he ain't about to juggle things and entertain us. That's not going to happen. Oh, that's not going to happen. You understand? What's going on, Dennis? What's going on, my man? Y'all understand that? So it's a new year, same time. God is the same. He's not changing. So if you're looking for entertainment, something, you know what? Life itself should be enough entertainment because, in other words, I got revelation, so I'm looking at this thing unfold because I know where my heart is. Man, I'm like, boy, I don't even need to go to see Creed 2. I just look at 2019 because I done seen this thing already. I done seen it play out already. Y'all understand? New Year's, same God. This was the same God that was born in the manger. A manger is a feeding place. Guess why God was born in the manger? So that he can be consumed. He said, if you do not eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, you're not a part of him. You understand that? Jesus' word is real. You understand that? It's the same God who was born in the manger. He could have been born anywhere else. It was a manger. All right. All right now. I'm going to leave it right there. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Next email question. Check this out. What's going on, Trey?
Okay. We actually have a caller, sir.
Okay. What'd you say, Elder? God cannot change, and he cannot lie. High five. This was up. You right. What we got on the caller? Star five, who got that one?
Good evening, caller.
Good evening. Mr. Carr basically said what I was getting ready to say, because God never changes. I would draw closer to God to have that intimate relationship with him. He never changes at all. So that's what I was getting ready to say. Everything that he has said, I was getting ready to say the same thing. So
you was about to say the same thing, huh? Please write.
Most of it, Mr. Carr.
You know, I love him, Mr. DJ. I'm about to say that. Boy, that's a safe sound. I like that.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. Crystal, what you said? He wants to make sure we are still giving him the honor. All right. That's how we move forward and reach our goals. God gets excited when we reach goals and keep our marriages loving and growing. That's what I'm talking about, Mrs. That's our relationship counsel right there. You keep that marriage growing. How you keep that marriage growing and fresh? Because God in it. In other words, the Bible said, do not let this bed be defiled. In other words, don't bring in outside stuff. In other words, don't look at the world and say relationship goals. The world should be looking at Christians and say relationship goals.
Come yes.
on. Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, boy, if anything outside of God inspire you and you talking about hashtag relationship goals, something wrong with you, and you will be bored mighty quick.
Yes.
Hey, oh, I'm talking to somebody. Somebody want to press star five?
Mr. Carr, I have a question / comment.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
I just want to put it out there. What, even into life, what are the known three states of matter? You know, just first thing that comes to your head, what are the known three states of matter? You'll see where I'm going with this.
Bell, Bib, DeVoe.
No. Three states of matter, undisputedly,
solid, liquid.
Especially. There we go. Okay, so solid, liquid, and gas. A lot of people know if you weigh a piece of ice, it's a piece of ice. Let it turn into liquid, it's going to have a different weight.
That's right.
Okay, so, and then if you got gas, believe it or not, it has weight. If you don't believe so, go get you a propane tank empty and then fill it up. You tell me. It has some weight to it. It's called density. But guess what?
Yes.
The true three states of matter that never changes is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, now.
That's unity.
Just let that marinate. same. That's right. How you doing, Miss Donna? Miss Chula, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. How about that? How you doing, Miss Sherry? And Miss Anisha, how are you? Okay, and we're praying for you. Okay. How you doing, Miss? Who is that? Miss Mitchell, how are you? Okay. Now, with that being said, New Year, same God. All right, here's my next question, email question. It says, my struggle is not the new year. My struggle is maintaining the newness of things because I get bored so easily. Help. Let me say this again, y'all listen. New year, same God. My struggle is not the new year. My struggle is maintaining the newness of things because I get bored so easily. Come on, people in relationships. Oh, I got to talk to y'all. Why is it? Come on. Then we got to go on cruises for our relationship to be fresh. New year, same God. Why is it that the other person got to do it all and appease us and, you know, tickle our fancy and make it fresh? And because if they don't do it, what you don't do, somebody else will do. See, when it's called a soul tie and a soul mate, see, the thing is, the flesh can't please what the soul is meant to be. You understand that? Because I think we get it twisted a lot of times. New Year, same God. I believe we go searching for a soul mate in a flesh way. And this is why we look for appetite, the appetite of being, you know, not being bored, just start to lay on our plate. In other words, we look for people who entertain us. You know, we look for our preference more than we look for our soulmate, which is our purpose.
Yep.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because, see, what happens is God will send you your soulmate, but we're so busy talking about, well, they bore me. Well, hey, boy, y'all, well, ATLL, do you bore God? Let me ask you that.
Come on.
Do we bore God? Huh? Because you know sin bores God, right?
Yes, indeed.
What's that relationship looking like? In other words, my struggle is not the new year. My struggle is maintaining the newness of things because I get bored so easily. So if, watch this, y'all. Let me help us out, Mr. DJ, with relationships. Why don't you bring love to the table and stop looking for love? Why don't you bring freshness to the table and stop looking for things to be fresh? Why don't you bring creativity and stop looking for others to be creative? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Now, see, we all like to be catered to. But Beyonce did get that one right. Let me cater to you.
Okay.
And Mr. Carr, if you're getting used to entertaining down here, what you going to do when we get the glory?
Oh.
I'm just saying, if you're used to upgrading and entertainment down here, what you going to do when we get the glory? Now what?
Mm.
You said do it as down here as it is in heaven. But if that's what you're used to here, you get bored so quick. You know what, you think they're going to have a upgrade and entertainment and social media and all that stuff in glory?
Come on. What you say, Elder? What are you doing to enhance, Mr. DJ? That's what you say. What you doing to enhance? What you doing, Miss Amy, Miss Sabree, Miss Debbie, Miss Sherry? What are you doing?
You're going to get bored healthy.
Y'all know, because y'all know we quick to say, hey, you wasn't available, you didn't have time. But my thing is, did you give your undivided attention to it? And even if it didn't, okay, cool. Let me close this door before I entertain something else. How about that? But y'all know we want to and eat it too. Mentality. So what we say is, I don't struggle with new things. I just struggle with things that get kind of old to me. But I thought that when you love something, it never gets old. Oh, my God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you truly in love, I don't need to go to the movie theater. You are the movie.
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
I would like for you to play Foxy Brown, but if you can't, Lisa Ray will do. Yeah, I'm out.
Like you said, how many times do you think we got to keep asking for forgiveness, doing dumb junk, and putting us back on track? You think God may be bored with you? You keep doing the same thing. Like you said, he ain't never changed, you know. Like, how many times are you going to keep doing this?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you? All right.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Danielle? What you say, Ms. LaTanya? It's what you make of it. When in a relationship, creativity is key. Love should never become boring. And see, here's the thing about creativity. That don't require that I do anything naturally, but because we're soulmates, our creativity just comes by way of us just looking at each other, us holding hands. See, we'll never say, well, they're going on vacation because, see, they are not us. And, see, in other words, we inspire them, not the other way around, because we ain't God. See, New Year, same God. This is why people can stay married for so long. It's not because they went to Chuck E. Cheese and Celebration Station and they went to the Funfair Park and Six Flags. That's not it. The thing is, when you fall in love with somebody and you stay married in that thing, it will never get boring simply because you got your soulmate and every day is new.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, my. And how you know that's not your soulmate? Because you complain. What is a complaint? A complaint is when you are somewhere where you don't want to be. This is why people complain. Hello?
Yeah. Say that one again.
Hold on. If they start to complain about you, leave them alone. Because they don't
Come
want
on.
To be with you. You will never complain about something, about a place where you want to be. Leave them alone. New Year, same God. I'm trying to tell you.
All right. Well,
oh,
Mr. Carr,
we have another caller. Oh, no. Well, hold on. I'm trying to get to some business here. Shake it up.
Okay.
Right. All right now. How you doing, Mr. Stein? And, all right. What Mr. Bree said, did you? Okay, cool. We're going to get to that in a minute. What you got, Ms. Tiana?
We got a call on the line.
Okay, come on. What we got?
Good evening, caller.
Good evening again. So I have another question.
Hold on, one second. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, does God allow us to face new challenges according to our faith, our disobedience, or both?
So does God allow us to face new challenges according to our faith, disobedience, or both?
According to, yes.
Mr. DJ, I'm going to answer this one real quickly. I know you want to. Let me answer. Yeah, New Year, same God. Do understand that Satan was here before Adam was. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Satan was in the Garden of Eden before Adam was in the Garden of Eden. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You do understand that God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden so that he can crush Satan, right?
Okay.
Right.
Watch this. Watch this. The plan was still fulfilled. Although Adam and Eve sinned, God still said you're going to strike at their heels, but they're going to crush your head. He's talking to Satan. Right?
Yes,
when
indeed.
When we desire things, it's not because of disobedience. It's because of faith, whether we lack it or have it. God would, boy, y'all better catch, we'll catch this now. New Year, same God. If he placed Adam in a Garden of Eden, he placed them to show Satan that, hold on, I got you in heaven. You're not an adversary of mine. He said, you're an adversary. Satan, I got you in heaven, so you were kicked out of there, so you can't come to heaven with that foolishness. Now, where you fell to, I'm going to beat you down some more. I'm going to place something called man. I'm going to give him, yeah, dominion over you. See, I'm going to show you that I don't even have to touch you. Watch this.
That's right.
Watch this. In other words, when you fail, I'm going to beat you down some more. I placed Adam there for a reason. See, it's a new year, but it's the same God. In other words, if God placed Adam where Satan already was, don't get mad and say, God, why me? He placed you there for a reason. Whatever you went through last year, you was placed there for a reason that you could be more than an overcomer. It's not a conqueror. It's more than a conqueror. God wants you to be more than. So how do you get to the place of more than? I got to place you where adversity is just so I can show adversity who has dominion.
Amen.
All right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not so much. Repeat your question so we can get to the business.
Okay, the question was, does God allow us to face new challenges according to our faith, our disobedience, or both?
God is, wow.
God is omnipotent.
We know that.
Both and more. Both and more.
You say said because of our faith, because of what else?
Our faith, our disobedience, or both.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's according to God's plan. Now, God, and I agree with people that said both. It's according to God's plan. In other words, God knew that we would be disobedient, but he also knew that we would have this faith, a small seed of faith that can grow. You know, the mustard seed faith grows into the, be the tallest, the biggest tree out there. So it's a mixture. God knew what he was doing when he did all this. So when we face new challenges, like a new year, God knows what time it is, but it's according to his plan. In other words, his resolution. In other words, his decision, which includes, encompasses it all, both. Because you do understand, Jonah. Jonah was disobedient, but he still got to Nineveh.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Jonah tried to kill himself. I don't know if y'all know. Jonah tried to kill himself. He said, you know what? I'm the one who sinned. I'm going to jump in the water. He didn't jump in the water to go to Nineveh. He jumped in the water to die. But God said, I ain't about to let you die. Even in your disobedience, I'm about to take you to this new challenge. Hello?
That's right. Amen.
It wasn't because of his faith that he got there.
Right. Yep.
Well, y'all don't give me.
Yes,
man. Amen. You got to catch this. Ain't that something? A lot of times, God would still put you in your situation, even if your faith didn't take you there.
Come on. Amen.
Yeah. Preemptive destiny. I'm talking. What you say, Miss Crystal? You have to learn how to date yourself before you date others. Find peace and excitement being without that person. Lord have mercy. High five. You got to learn how to date yourself before you learn how to date others. If you can't date alone, you can't date with somebody. In other words, that means somebody will always become your God.
Come on.
Did I say something wrong?
Nope.
All right. Mr. Bree said, did you and your mate become friends first in the relationship? Great question. Huh? New Year, same God. Did y'all become friends first? Because when you're a friend of somebody, it never gets old, it never gets born. Friends are friends forever. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you say, Miss Crystal? You don't have to do something different every day. If you love each other, hug, every kiss, every conversation will feel new. That's when you're in love. I appreciate that. That's when you're really in love. When you're really in love, Mr. DJ, it is new. Huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But see, when you're not in love, you just go through the motions. Come on. What's going on, E-40? What you say, Miss Arlene? Every opportunity, every day is a new opportunity. What's going on, Earl? Miss Verd, Miss Cheryl, Miss Sandra. All right.
And Mr. Carter, for those people who only know about love physically, I feel sorry for them, because that's not love. The flesh is going to wear off quick. What people don't understand is we came from dust and we're going to go back to dust.
That's right.
But the mentality, the feeling, the true love, that's forever. And if
let me say this right quick. New Year, same God. If you're chasing something or someone flesh-based, you're in trouble.
Right.
In other words, women,
amen,
chasing the man that leads you to the bedroom and chase the man that leads you to the Bible.
Come on.
Amen.
Women, did you hear me? Stop chasing the man that leads you to the bedroom and chase the one that leads you to the Bible. I know y'all got children that are a child together. It don't matter. Huh? God sustained you. He kept you. Stop chasing the man that leads you to the bedroom, because you'll miss the man that leads you to the Bible.
Come on.
Now, continue on. Let's go. Miss Nicole, how are you? Happy New Year. All right? How you doing, Miss Angela? M. Butler. All right? Miss Crystal said, God gives us choices. It's our choice to continue to go through the same things over and over. Come on. That's the children of Israel. 40 years, same mountain? All right. God wants us to learn lessons. God will let us repeat the course until we pass. Boy, come on. Hey, y'all heard that on the phone? Because everybody ain't pressing star 5. God will repeat the course until you pass the class. This is no wonder why people's past keep on coming up. You know why? Because you have yet to pass it.
That's right.
Just because you sweep it under a rug, just because you disconnect for a period of time, don't mean you pass the test. How you know you pass the test of the past? When I completely crush it, I let it go. All ties are cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make no exception, no exception to the rule. Write that down, Miss Deanna. No exception to the rule. Send it to me. You know where we're going with that. No exception to the rule. And if you encounter somebody like that, run. Don't even look back. Run. Don't play with them. Because if they're attached to that foolishness, don't let that foolishness get attached to you. All right, let's get it. Ain't that something? What you said, Andrea? Yeah. Miss Andrea said new challenges come at times to see where we are, what we can handle. He may give us the small things to get bigger. All right, now, I like that. I'm going to stop right there. God sometimes gives you the small things just so you can get bigger. How you doing, Miss Ebony and Miss Angela? Hadn't seen in you forever. I mean, Miss Moore, how are you? Christiane. I said that right? That Y is silent? Okay, I said it right. Mr. DJ, I got a question for you. New Year, same God, okay. Y'all. We're about to get ready. What's going on, Eric? That's my brother, man. We're about to get ready to close it down now. Okay, the question is, why is it that men have to do new things for her, but she has the same old attitude with him?
Ooh.
Women, I'm just telling you it's out there. Don't get mad at me, TM. The question that they want to be able to answer this specifically. It says, why is it that men have to do new things for her, but she has the same old attitude with him?
My goodness. Mm.
I want to know what new things he got to do.
Let me help him out right quick. Why is it that men have to do new things for her, but she has the same old attitude with him? I don't know, dude. I really don't. I can't even lie. What'd you say, Chris?
I want to share something.
You may have the wrong woman. Or the wrong women. We're going to say woman. We're going to keep it singular. You may have the wrong woman. I agree. Because if you had to keep on doing new things for her, but she had the same old attitude. In other words, if you do new things to make her happy, something ain't right anyway, because your newness will run out.
Exactly.
You should be just happy.
Mr. Clark, can I share something with the author of that question?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. An elderly lady who was in God, loved God, on her knees praying, and her old grandkids overheard her praying. And they said, finally, you know, we don't have any food. Lord, please bring me some food. I want you to bring me some food right now, Lord. So the grandkids thought it would be a good idea. They sniggling that this lady praying to God. And we're going to trick her. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the stove and get the food, and then we're going to send it down the chimney because she prays right there at the chimney. So they lowered the food down to the chimney. And then when they came in and saw the lady rejoicing, oh, Lord, look what the Lord had provided. The kids just fell out laughing. They just fell out laughing. You know, we did that. We sent that down there. And the lady said, God bless the Lord, God Almighty, that provided for me, even though he used the devil delivery service. So I say that to say this.
Look here, y'all. Same God. Come on.
Exactly. You can share it. You can make it go as many ways as you want to. He still provided.
Miss Andrea says she has conditional love, not unconditional love. That's right. Miss Arlene said, keep moving. She ain't the one. Miss Tiana said,
you got that right.
Move on. All right. I got you. All right, y'all. Here's the last question for this evening. Okay. Miss Latonya said, it should be 50-50. Y'all still out there on the phone? Star 5 if you want to chime in now. Okay. Star 5. Don't be bashful. Okay. These be some real things. Now, y'all got to participate. If you hear me,
All right.
Talking about,
I have one more as well.
Okay. So here's the question. What you say, Ms. Crystal, the level of appreciation should be on both ends. A relationship should not be a one-way thing. I like that. All right, here's the question, y'all. What is it that makes something new appear old? What is it that makes something new appear be old? What? Well, I'm going to say it again. What is it that makes something new appear to be old.
The lack of appreciation. The lack of appreciation and respect.
Come on. New Year, same God. When you have something new and it looks old, it's only because it's a lack of appreciation, it's a lack of love, it's a lack of loyalty. It's a lack of...
Yes. Come on.
You know how people say, was your trash or somebody else's treasure? Well, why would you even be talking to that thing in the first place? Because if you rejected me, I don't want to talk to you no way. You old to me. And I'll talk to old dead things. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Let me tell y'all something. Watch this. I would never tell nobody was your trash or somebody else's treasure. You know why? Because, see, when I closed the door, it was closed. So I have no more conversation for you.
Yes, indeed.
All I'm going to teach on it, Mr. DJ, the only time somebody go back and forth with their past, Mr. Bree, is that they still care. Because when you're done, you give them a stale face. That means you can't even look at me. You can't talk to me. I have no more words for you. Tom?
Amen.
What is it that makes something new appear to be old? Because you're not focusing on a new which God gave you. You're still focusing on old. That's why.
That's right.
Huh? And then you start to complain. You start to talk about. You start to put down. In other words, you put down the new, but you uplift the old. Ain't that something?
It is.
Oh, boy, nobody want to press star 5 now, Miss Juan. They how you doing, Miss Pinky? They don't want to press star 5. Ain't that something? Come on, y'all. We should be able to talk about this as grown adults, right? Okay? What makes something new appear old is because there's a lack of interest, there's a lack of love. I know what people's words say, but actions speak louder than words.
What
are you giving your undivided attention to? You in a marriage.
Amen.
Why are you consulting and talking to other people if you married? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Mary and Joseph was married by verbal agreement. They didn't have to walk down the aisle. Huh? If they can't be faithful as a friend, they can't be faithful in a relationship. They definitely can't be faithful in a marriage. New Year's Day things are. We too old to be playing relationships, because if it's not leading to marriage, what you in it for? That's the same God then, and it's the same God today. It's a new year, but I still have the same attitude. In other words, because my attitude is rooted in God, I will not change. Huh?
Yes.
Because my expectation levels will stay up. Some people say, I don't have no expectations. Shame on you. That's dangerous when you don't have expectations. I have expectations. And if you can't meet it, guess what? Bam, bam. That's all we're going to do. Ain't no love lost.
Right.
What you say, Miss Jennifer, and a lack of understanding. All right now. Mr. DJ. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Carr.
Oh, what we got?
All right. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. How you doing?
Great. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm blessed.
All right. Tell them again. Tell them what you are.
I'm blessed.
That's with a capital B. Come on. What you got?
In a relationship, either with a soulmate, a marriage, or a couple, whatever, you have to have the same relationship with God regardless. If you don't love God like you're supposed to, you ain't going to love that person like you're supposed to. It shouldn't matter about doing it for each other.
Oh, no. Boy, this is Minister Blessed. Tell him again. I need y'all to hear what you just said. Tell him again.
If you don't love God like you're supposed to, how you should love somebody else if you don't love him with all your heart? You're not going to love the other person with all your heart.
Amen.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
That's some real fool right there. If you don't love God, how can you love them? Now watch this. Hold on. See, do not equate love as an emotional experience. Oh, my God.
Right.
New Year's in God. God is not an emotion.
God is with you always, whether you want him to be there or not.
That's right. You understand? Same God. In other words, love is about obedience. And see, love obeys the rules of the relationship. In other words, love, when you love something, you will never break the rules that cause the relationship to break. Hello?
Yes, indeed.
So if if you love me, you will obey me. If we don't love God, how is it possible that we can love something that's imperfect but can't love something that is perfect?
Tell it.
Right.
Amen. That's why I go back to your love for God. If you don't love God 100%, you're not going to love the person 100%.
In other words, if they can't be faithful to God, how are they faithful to you? If you can't be faithful to God, how do you think you're going to be faithful to them? Remember, charity starts at home. So why would I want to be faithful to you when I don't have my charity right with God in heaven first?
That's right.
Amen. It comes with him first, then the rest will follow. So I don't go looking for no mate. I don't look for no man. Another day I say, God's going to provide me the man I need.
Hold on, Pastor Bless. She get off her head in a little bit. We got a whole full Pastor Bless back. Pastor Bless by the look. But did y'all catch what she just said? Okay? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. In other words, don't use God to get some things, but seek God, and whatever he wants you with will be added. New Year, thank God. So we stepping in 2019. Just like we stepped in 2018. See, my motive didn't change just because it's a new year. I'm the same person with the same motive because I still got God's vision in my heart. It's just a new year, but the new year needed me. I didn't need it.
Right.
Tell it.
I thought we supposed to be the light. The Bible never said that the new year was the light of the world. We the light, so the new year needed me. The new year needed you. Ain't that something?
It is.
All right now. And this is how relationships should be. If you can't be loyal, honest, and faithful to God, stop trying to be faithful to other people because now you're putting them above God.
Come on.
Hello, somebody?
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Miss Tiana, did you have one final question?
One final question. Yes, sir. We can go ahead and share. This one was, reliability is very important to me. And I've had some rough patches of being reliable with my family in these past few years. What are some suggestions on how I can start strong and be reliable in 2019?
Consistency is key. Say what you mean what you say, and actually do it.
Mm.
New Year, same God. God watches over his word to make sure it does everything it was set out to do. Stop telling people, well, just watch me, and start showing them. Because you don't want to end up a liar. If you want to be reliable, do what you purpose to do. How about that? And do it in excellence. Huh? Do it in love. Hello, somebody? Huh? Don't do it because you're here. Do it because it's the same God.
Mm-hmm.
But you got Mr. DJ?
I wanted you to hold on while I go grab four people before you answered that question.
Oh, you need to grab them people?
Some folks. Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, that question was asked to me. I swear, Miss Tiana, that same question was asked to me, and I honestly told them they need to start small. You got to almost like repairing your credit. You ain't going to get it instantly, but if you've been a liar for a long time, your credit with me is just bad. You know, instead of asking me to borrow $1, ask me for 10 cents. Something that you know you're going to be able to pay back. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, same way when you stay alive, you know. Huh?
DJ, he done told you sometimes he be riding that spiritual short bus, so don't worry about that.
I'm just telling you, you gotta start small to repair your relationship because you ain't finna just keep telling me all these whoppers. You know, that's what I said. You know, give me something. You know, let's start with good morning. Let me look outside and make sure it's still morning. You know, just
right. Don't lie.
Small.
Right,
you know?
I got you.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
So New Year, same God. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we fail in big relationships. Hold on. A lot of times we fail in big relationships because we wasn't prepared for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Indeed.
Uh-oh. You know that's what happens, right? Because you were so busy entertaining small relationships, you didn't know how it was to carry the load, the weight of a big one. Because, see, that load is called loyalty. That load is called honesty. And everybody can't carry that load. That load is called transparency. See, if you can't be faithful in a relationship, you know you can't be faithful in the marriage. Y'all do understand that. See, it's called total transparency, total disclosure. So if they can't tell you nothing in the relationship, don't wait till you get married and say, Don't even think about marriage, because if they keep the secrets in, they keep the secrets now, they keep secrets in. You understand that?
Amen.
So here's the bigger part. If they'll keep secrets with God, you know they'll keep secrets with you.
Come on.
Huh? Because because people lie every day. New Year, same God. People lie every day. Don't mean they verbally say it, they live one. And living a lie is more, it's worse than telling one. You know that?
Yes.
Hey, oh, yes. Yes.
Keep that up. Hey. Yes.
Well, I love this, y'all, because it's getting real. Okay? So I hope y'all enjoyed this for the night. But we're going to log off in a second. We're going to pray. And we're going to be right back on next Monday. And we're going to have a great time again. So next Monday, y'all make sure y'all share this. Make sure you tell your friends, because we're going to be doing the same old jamboree party. This is how we do it for the right reasons in God, because we inspire people and we grow from this, all right? So, Miss Tiana, you want to go ahead? I'm sorry, Mr. DJ, what you got for us? Go ahead and pray for us.
I just also want to add, we're on Wednesday as well. You don't have to wait till next Monday.
Get right.
started with us. The party starts Wednesday. We just kind of wrap it up. You know, we do the Soul Train line on Monday. But, you know, Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Come party with us Wednesday. We get in the Word, get a new topic, and get your soul fed.
Hey,
with that being said,
Jesus, come on.
Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father. We come to you saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up, Father. Thank you for being the sun. Even though it's raining in places, you're always the sun and you're always shining. Thank you, Father, for keeping us on the path. And even if we stray, Father, getting us straight so we get back on the right road and let's head it to you. We thank you for blessings that you have put before us and the food has been prepared. And from the preparer, thank you for our leader, Father. We say thank you for something been said or word been shared to uplift us, Father, so that we can lift up your name and go about telling the world who you are. And at the same appointed time, in the band of Christian love, bring us back together again, Father. We say thank you. We ask these in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All righty. Happy New Year, everybody. Y'all have a great year. Okay. It's not just starting the year off right. I mean, start your day off right. Let's do this thing the right way. Y'all have a great night. We're going to catch y'all Wednesday. Call in 225-364-0211. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? And if not then, make sure y'all catch us next Monday. All right? Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.